Planeta bolilor rare.
My name is Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and we are honored to inform the listeners of Radio Nord today about the message that the Holy Father Francis sent to patients with rare diseases and member state representatives for the happy occasion, as well as the final recommendations that emerged at the end of the deliberations of the International Conference, Inequalities in Healthcare at the Level of the Access to Care of Populations, organized at the Vatican on 11th and 12th of November 2016. The main recommendations that were delivered at the pontifical event in November are: as regards rare diseases, there should be a diffusion throughout the world of prevention in relation to expectant women and neonatal screening in order to recognize rare diseases that are already known about and achieve the rehabilitation of patients. Even countries that have the financial means to do so do not take these steps adequately or do not engage in them at all. Together with this, centers of excellence should be created to achieve diagnosis rapidly. Overall support should be given to patients and their families. A plan for the training of healthcare personnel in all rich and poor countries should be created so that they at least have the ability to direct patients to centers of excellence. Scientific research must be financed in a more regular way by states, but one can also launch the idea of asking on a voluntary basis for a part of the profits of the pharmaceutical industry. The World Health Organization should act in this direction. The involvement of categories of patients in the planning of their treatment and rehabilitation, as well as support for families. This must be seen as ordinary practice. The richest states in the world must engage in a transfer of medical technology and adequate means both for rare diseases and for neglected diseases. It is surprising that this is done swiftly in the case of the transfer of military technology and skills, but that it is not done in the field of healthcare. The environment and health constitute an insoluble tandem. Governments and healthcare workers must work with this deep awareness and work in a way that respects the environment. It is above all else medical doctors who must know that very many pathologies, in particular chronic illness, including rare and neglected diseases and functional disturbances, have at their principal cause factors with environmental origins. And the last one is that we have to work for the involvement of the media at all levels. Today, the subjects of rare and tropical diseases are truly marginalized by the press, radio, and television, whereas true ethics of this profession should lead the professionals of the various sectors to attend to the weakest parts of a population in order to sensitize governments and public opinion to the implementation of policies that provide support in this area. Our colleague Simona Bellagambi represented Eurordis at this event and did the following declaration for Radio Noro.
Okay, my name is Simona Bellagambi, and as I like to introduce myself, I am the aunt of Alice, a 18 young lady affected by tuberous sclerosis. This is why I committed myself in rare diseases field at the beginning, and I started with my involvement, my commitment in Tuberous Sclerosis Association, and that led me to collaborate then after some years with the Italian National Alliance, UNIAMO, and where I'm in charge of all the external and abroad and foreigner relationship, and that led me to participate and to represent UNIAMO in the Council of Alliances, and then I was elected in 2012 in the Eurordis, in the board of directors of Eurordis, and it is really an honor for me to be the voice of Italian patients at European level and to report back to the Italian patients organization what we are doing at the European level, because I firmly believe that only gathering and collecting our needs and to be represented just with one voice at European level, we could achieve something more than we can normally do at national level. And it was as Eurordis representative that I was invited at the Pontifical Conference. It was the Pastoral Council for Health Workers that was organized at the Vatican City in November, from November the 10th to November the 12th. And it was the first conference on rare and neglected diseases, which is a very relevant opportunity for us to be heard even in this so specific environment.
Hi, I'm Dan Alexandro Tiberio, and I would like to invite you next week again at the Planet of Rare Diseases. Thank you.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.